You know, I wonder, just listening to this whole thing here, and this isn't the first time this has been brought up amongst brethren, if you will. But I was thinking about the word authority. It's God's authority we're looking at. It's not man's authority. It's God's authority. But those who seem to rebel seem to think it's legality. There's a big difference between legality. That's on man's part. It's God's authority, which man and woman alike ought to want to be under. Not man's legality. And so, as we present it, it needs to be as it's God's authority, not our legality. And it needs to be received, whether it be man or woman, in the same way. It's God's authority, and if we're going to own him as head over all, then we want to follow his authority. Not man's legality. And that's in other things. But I know that the long hair, for instance, has always been a problem amongst Christians. And that's only one area. But it is. That's really what it boils down to when you come to submission. Is it God's authority or is it man's legality? How do we look at it? How do I look at it? Am I going to not follow God's authority because I think it's legality? No, we want to look at it as God's authority, which is for our blessing, by the way, as well as his glory.
As verse 16 says, if any man seem to be contentious, they have no such custom, neither the churches of God. That cuts on legality, doesn't it?
Now, we started with two questions, and we haven't answered them yet. and that is, when?
Yes.
What was the other one?
Where?
But where?
Yes, right.
So can we get some help on that?
That's why I said this morning, I leave that for this afternoon.
Well, we've had brethren come to my house, and one brother came with four daughters. Grown daughters. And they sat at our table, and I don't know, they must have left their hats in the car, and we were giving thanks for dinner. And so we had cloth napkins. So we grabbed the cloth napkins, and each one after another, they put the cloth napkins on their heads. And it was a little different for us to see this, because I was always taught that the context here is in the assembly.
Yeah. Right.
Now, I'm open to further teaching, but I've seen other sisters, and they take this in an absolute way. If a woman prays or prophesies with her head covered, so now dinner's being offered, and so they grab a head covering. One sister says she didn't have a head covering, so she put a hand on top of her head. But I respect that, but we raise this for a question because even the Mennonite women, and if you've ever read any Mennonite literature on this, they're excellent. Some of them are excellent on this chapter, but we'll leave that alone. But they wear a hat or head covering all day long. And is there some reason for that, brother? And is there some practical matter?
I could also put it the other way, from the men. Mm-hmm. So you're playing baseball, and you have a baseball hat on,
yeah.
And you all sit down to eat, and you still have your baseball hat on, and somebody says, "Let's give thanks." Do you leave it on or take it off?
Take it off.
Well, if you take it off, then why wouldn't the sister put it on?
Good. That's excellent.
Yeah.
Take
it from the husband. Just switch places for the moment.
And now again, my wife, not a Mennonite, but for a number of years, she always wore a kerchief on her head. Because she says, while I work around the house, bake bread or whatever, I often think of someone and pray for them. You don't have to run for something to cover my head. It's always covered.
But I think realistically, what Leonard said is really the way to look at it, as far as I can see. This is teaching is ordered in the assembly when we are together publicly. So if we follow those rules, oh, that's fine. If we want to also implement these things in the homes, that is left to the discernment of every individual. You
right.
can't impose that. But this is the order that needs to be followed and imposed.
Correct.
We have not many things that are imposed in Scripture, like in the New Testament. Mm-hmm. This is an order that is imposed. We have to follow it.
There are five physical things, I think. There's the water of baptism. Mm-hmm. There's the bread of the breaking of bread. There's the cup. There's the long hair of the sister and the head covering. Five physical things mentioned, and they appear in this book of 1 Corinthians. And I think someone has counted, I haven't done so critically, but I think there are seven times in 1 Corinthians that it says, when ye are come together into one place. Seven times? And so I've seen some of them, but I haven't looked at it. In any... Seven times. Seven is the number of completion. And so the Lord would have us to know that in the context of a company of believers gathered together, these are some of the principles that we ought to maintain if we're seeking to maintain testimony for God and to display headship not only to the world around, but also to the angels.